Okay, we're out of recess. Congressman Potts, did you have some information for us?
It looks like the last revenue and expenditure sheet through July, we have $14,560 remaining in equipment acquisition. So I'd like to make a motion to approve an expenditure of funds for the purpose of equipment acquisition not to exceed $4,260 for two support computers and a centralized tower.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Discussion? Congressman Potts.
Total for the two computers was $3,256.18. So we rounded that to $3,260, added in $1,000 for the tower. So.
Does that include shipping?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. So I have a margin for shipping? Whatever
well,
shipping
he said
you
it's less than $1,000. So we all gave right. you $1,000. Do you feel okay. like you need more?
Okay. All right. We'll see what we can do.
I mean, do you feel like you need more than?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Why don't you?
$4,500.
Amended $100 for shipping. Surely it's not going to be more than that.
Okay. That would be good, I think.
Restate, and I'll just do $4,500 for two support computers and a centralized tower.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second on $4,500 for two towers, for a tower and two laptops.
How much?
$4,500.
Okay.
Any further discussion from anyone? All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for that. All right. Awning and signage discussion. One of the things that happens.
Can I
back
up 1 second?
Sure. Yes, I think Clark's going to research it and let you know where we are.
Somebody else is on there.
Hello?
I bet that's Mr. Guild. Mr. Guild, are you on the speaker? Say yes.
He said yes.
Yes. All right, we're running just a few minutes long. I want to ask the committee if you'd like to go ahead and go into the interview, and then we'll come out and finish up our business.
I can call you back if you'd like.
You want to do that?
Let's finish the meeting. And
okay. If you could call us back in about 20 minutes.
20 minutes would be fine.
Thank you. Okay, so back to awnings and signage. People don't know who we are. We have all these people walking by. They stop in to see what's going on. And so rather than move the letters, which I know is important to a lot of people, to move the letters from the old building to this building, thought, why not just sign the building next door to us so people would know, including tourists and Osages, that Osage Nation Congress is here. So it's for lettering on the window, and you've got a copy in your packet to show what the lettering might look like and a choice to make. And that was a small fee, I believe, of $300 or $400, depending on which one we took. And then to also add some awnings, because of course the rain, you know, rain blows in against the door, people trying to get in and out. So the awnings were a little more expensive, but just to make a nice frontage, since this is congressional chambers. And so it's going to come to about $2,500 altogether between the signage and the awnings. Anybody have any other questions? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Just wanted to clarify, this is just going to be in front of the plate glass where our offices are, where the clerk's offices are located.
Yes.
A front awning facing the street and some signage to that sticks adheres to the window.
Yes.
There's one on the back too.
An awning on the back?
There was an awning on the back as well.
Oh, yeah, awning on the back. I forgot about that. Awning on the back too, coming in the back door. Not this back door, the back door over here.
In the alley.
Yeah.
In the alley. Okay.
Okay. I might want to tell you, too, I don't remember if we talked about it before or not, but the old flat screen TV that Congress had, the smaller one, I guess it's a 32 or a 40 or something. Mm-hmm. We're going to put it in the window up there and put it on a loop and run announcements, and all of the things that are going on with the nation and stuff can run on a loop up there so people can see that. I guess just kind of make our presence known.
Okay.
Even though we got a giant flag on the roof, really, people walking on the street don't know who's here.
Okay.
Well, the moment that turns on, it'll be very exciting because that's been sitting there for about 8 years, 9 years, 10 years without ever being turned on.
Well, that's scary. We haven't plugged it in.
Better make sure it works.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
So is that amount for the haze awning, or is there, what's the sign tag?
Sign tag is for the print on the signage, print signage, and haze is for the awnings.
What color?
Whitehorn.
The signage map is the signage on the other window?
On the window, looking out to the street right there that we have, and the decal on the window there.
The nation seal?
The seal is, the Congress seal.
Yes.
It's just the seal. It's just a seal. There's no lettering. I can't see any lettering.
Well, we have a congressional seal, and yeah, there's a nation seal, so we're wanting to be sure it is a congressional seal that we're using, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
What color are you going to make the awnings? What
black.
Color of fabric?
Black.
Black. Is there going to be any print on the awnings at all, just in the windows? Okay.
Yes.
All right. I like that.
Congressman Potts, do you have some questions?
Motion to approve. Payable or a purchase order for haze awning, the amount of $1,903.50.
Okay.
Amendment to approve design 104, proposal.
I think we're just doing the awnings right now, right? That was just the awnings for haze, so they're blank.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. So the next part of that is the signage on the window. Y'all have a preference of which version you like. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I prefer 104.
104?
They're both. I prefer the seal above? Osage Nation Legislative Branch.
Okay.
That's how I prefer it.
That's the $400 one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the $400 one. All right, so any other comments on that? Could I get a motion?
$400 for the legislative signage and the clerk's division of the building.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Yes.
Thank you for that. Okay. Next on the agenda says Christmas card. So we have it lined up for the first Friday of session that we're going to be taking our photo, our congressional photo, and we thought we'd see if that's what y'all want to do for the Christmas card too, and try to go ahead and get our ad ready and get it placed and all that kind of stuff for the newspaper. Do you want to mail out cards or do you want to just do an ad in the newspaper? I need to hear from the committee on what they think.
For me, I'm good with just a Christmas card in the newspaper with...
I'll get to that in just a minute, the saying and what says and stuff. But,
right. I don't need it. Personally, I don't need individual cards to send out, but other members may think otherwise. We haven't had them in a few years, so I've been just fine without them.
Okay. Congressman Potts?
I have nothing.
Congresswoman Edwards?
I'm fine with them.
Just with that? Okay, that helps. Okay, so that's the plan. That's what we'll do. So as far as what it's going to say on it, we know we can put trim around it. We can decorate it, Photoshop it up, and make it look nice and stuff. As far as what it says, I thought about getting, well, actually, I sent an email to Van, and I haven't heard back from him. But I thought about even getting with Congressman Maker and some of them, and we could come up with something for the card to say. And that way we could put it in Osage and put it in orthography in English and just do it up. That's okay with the committee. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I just wanted to say Merry Christmas somewhere.
Yes, okay.
I don't like happy holiday cards.
Okay, I agree. All right. And I'll get back with, I won't just say this is what it's going to say, but I'll get with them and see what we can come up with.
Okay,
because there's certain language for different times of the year and all that kind of stuff. So,
okay.
All right.
I'm happy that you're doing that, Congresswoman Stabler.
Okay, good. I thought about telling everybody they had to wear a red or green blanket in the picture.
I'm happy you're doing it as well. Good luck.
Good luck. All right.
I'll also wear red and green.
No, that's...
It was a joke. A joke.
I was going to say, bring your red or green Pendleton. All right. So now we're down to the contact brochure. Y'all have one in your packet. There are people that stop by the office and one someone's email or they, you know, not everybody likes the fact, well, look it up on the website, right? And so they, actually this was Ms. Sneed's idea. She said, can we not just put a list of something together rather than writing post-it notes for people that come in? So she designed this. As far as I know, she's the one that designed this. And I think it looks pretty nice. And so I just need some discussion on it moving forward. They're not going to, we're going to print them in-house. They're not going to be anything we're going to send out and have a big production done. She's going to print out a few at a time and have them in the office.
Who designed it?
Ms. Sneed.
Okay. The only thing I want to say is that I think I wrote a mission statement. That was just made up, and I prefer for us to have something that comes directly out of the Constitution, making statements of duty and responsibility of the United States Nation Congress rather than our mission statement. Because I don't even think this is our mission statement.
You know, I didn't check it. I just took for granted it was... Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I do recall that. Congress never wrote a mission statement, nor this committee. Somebody came put that mission statement together, as far as I know. But I would like it to have a something on there about what the job of your Congress members are. I don't want to just completely delete that. I don't necessarily have any objections to what it says. So unless I know what the objections are, I don't understand why we can't just include this, because that's what the website says also.
I would not, because that's what I'm saying. Somebody just made it up and put it on the website. Congress never approved it. But I would not say that we encourage the raising of tribal revenue and appropriate money that support necessary government services. We're not doing that now, and not appropriating any federal money. And I could argue that we are not responsible for preserving and protecting the nation's environment.
So it's the last bullet point that you have objection with?
I just think that we need to look at the Constitution and see what the Constitution, the duties and responsibilities of the Constitution sets out for the Congress, and I think we need to track that.
So the Constitution says the legislative power of the Osage Nation, except for the initiative and referendum powers reserved to the people as provided in this Constitution, is hereby vested in one legislative body, be called the Osage Nation Congress.
So it would say something like the Osage Nation Congress is vested with the legislative authority of the Osage Nation. And you can have another bullet point if you want to. What does it say after that?
Then it goes into the composition of Congress. Why not just have that one paragraph?
That'd be fine.
Then under governing powers, it says the powers of the government of the Osage Nation shall be vested in three separate branches, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial.
I don't think we need to include that on the brochure.
Okay, so just go with the legislative power under Article 6.
Under Article 6 of the Constitution, the legislative power of the Osage Nation is vested in the Osage Nation.
I don't know. I still like the three first bullet points. It says, we adopt a system of laws that promote the health, education, well-being of Osage citizens, preserve the checks and balances of the government by the independent exercise of legislative powers, and carry out oversight responsibilities to enhance government accountability. I still like
those
three.
Why don't we just stop there, then?
Well,
put the constitutional language in with those three.
We aren't preserving the checks and balances.
We're
not doing that.
We certainly should be. We certainly, by congressional hearings, we certainly should be doing that. That is a legislative power. It doesn't matter. That's still what we should be doing.
Well, I think, again, track with the Constitution, the language of the Constitution, or better yet, let's write a law, which I keep asking to do, that sets out the stuff in law. If we had that in law, I'd be happy to say that that's what we do.
Is the committee agree, or do you want to, what do you want to do?
Just go with that constitutional language so we can have a brochure.
Okay. All right. If we ever, we won't make so many, we can't replace it. So
that's a good idea. Let's just copy out a few at a time, and maybe we can work on a change in that
language.
Is everybody
okay with that, so we can just keep moving?
Just tell me what I'm, what we're changing it.
Okay.
Clarify the constitutional language.
We're going to replace the, what's it called?
The mission statement
with Article 6, Section 1, legislative power out of the Constitution.
Well, I think you could also, I mean, you could also include this language about renewal and congressional hearings in the Constitution.
Well, we're wanting to get this off the table today and put a brochure out that's authorized by this committee. So we'll not have a bunch of these. If we're printing them in-house, we'll print.
They're just printing like 10 or 15
10 or 15
at a time.
At a time, and as we want to morph it, we can morph it, but it's not going to happen today at this table.
Well, I agree with that. That's why we need to have time to read and react.
Okay. All right. Is everybody in agreement that that's what we'll do for today?
Yes.
All right. Thank you
Let's all very much.
All right, now I will take a motion to go into executive session for our interview.
So moved.
Second.
Moved in a second. All those in favor?
Yes.
All right, we will go into executive session. Thank you.
One thing that I got sidetracked on that I wish I would have said, I hate for my office phone to be advertised because I'm never in
it. You can have it taken off.
I would prefer my office phone to be taken off.